AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Rescue workers in Ukraine's capital, Kyiv, today. Officials say Russian strikes there killed at least three, but UN Undersecretary General Rosemary DiCarlo says the reach was far wider.
As Ukrainians desperately sought shelter from the bombing, they also had to contend with freezing temperatures. Indeed, these latest attacks renew fears that this winter will be catastrophic for millions of Ukrainians.
In this country,
I looked up and my manager turned around and he just opened fire on everybody in the break room. And it is by the grace of God that a bullet missed me. Not gonna lie, I literally looked at him. I saw the smoke leaving the gun and I literally watched bodies drop.
Walmart employee Breonna Tyler describing last night's shooting at a store in Chesapeake, Virginia. Six killed before police say the gunman apparently killed himself. And in Colorado Springs, a hearing for the alleged gunman who killed five in a gay nightclub Saturday.
Could the defendant please state his name?
22-year-old Anderson Lee Aldrich. Judge Charlotte Ankeny denied bail. Sagar Magani on President Biden's reaction to all of this.
In a statement, the president says even more Thanksgiving tables will have empty seats, and we must take greater action. The U.S. this year has now had 40 mass killings, defined as events where at least four people were killed, not including the shooter. A database run by the AP, USA Today, and Northeastern University shows more than a quarter have come since October 21st, killing 51 people. Across eight states.
Minutes from the Fed's last policy meeting cheered traders on Wall Street, officials indicating interest rate hikes could soon be slowed. The Nasdaq gained 1% on the day, the S&P and the Dow less. The Fed's next policy setting session set for December. This is AP News. Walter Ratliff has a report on prayers, sometimes out of sight, in high school football.
Amen. Amen.
Pre-game prayers have become a focal point after the U.S. Supreme Court ruled a Washington State public school coach had a right to pray on the football field. Since then, some speculated there would be more game day prayers. In Michigan, football coaches like West Bloomfield's Justin Ibe found ways to make it voluntary.
It was never a situation where we made anybody come and do it. We just did it.
Players like Hassan Shanawe say their team prefers to pray in the locker room.
We don't want to do it publicly because we don't know if people are comfortable.
High school junior Chris Wright says the prayers strengthen the team's bond.
And it's okay to practice whatever religion you may practice when we all accept each other. It's, kind of making it easier for us to be cohesive as a team.
I'm Walter Ratliff.
Belgium spoiled Canada's return to the World Cup today, beating them 1-0. Japan shocked Germany 2-1. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.